Folks, our next guest on Joe's Mini Bike Reunion podcast is the only man to knock Thomas Hearns down in a street fight in Detroit. He's Eric Shingles from Studs Racing. You're not going to want to miss it on the next Joe's Mini Bike Reunion podcast. Everybody, welcome to this very special Joe's Mini Bike Reunion podcast. It's the pre-event, pre-reunion edition. Big show tonight. I want to begin awkwardly on a tough note. I'd like to dedicate this podcast to a good friend of mine, Thomas Mendiola, who some of you, in fact, most of you have been to the event or maybe were in Las Vegas during the SEMA show time. Many of you may have seen Thomas with me. He was a large guy, jovial guy. He was from Guam, always had a smile on his face, always laughing. And I got a call from his mom awkwardly about 2 weeks ago. And when the phone rang, I thought it was him, but it was his mom on the phone. And she had shared the news that he had passed away. He had a massive heart attack. And it's a shame because he was only like 35 years old. And I think back now, especially leading up to the reunion where he was always anxious to help or calling up to see if we need any kind of additional help. I was with him, obviously, at SEMA, as I mentioned, so that was upcoming. So he was top of mind. So this one goes out to you, Thomas. Tough. So keep things in perspective. Keep things in check, guys, because a lot of the shit that we... I don't know, make noise over. It really doesn't matter in the big picture. I'd do anything to have that kid back. So with all that said, hey, we've got the big reunion coming up. Tonight's podcast is a good one. We've got a call-in guest, Eric Shingles from studsracing.com will be joining us on the phone line from Detroit. Eric has a lot going on. You know, he's got his mini bike event. In fact, I saw some of the footage of the burnout contest as well as some of the cool trophies he has. He does these caricature acrylic trophies, you know, that just are funny. And, you know, he does everything he can to drive that mini bike market down there in the central states and in Michigan, but he's nationwide as well. So he'll be joining us. He's got some new mag wheels. I just opened a box that I received. You know, I'm receiving prizes for giveaways daily. Just before I left, there were two boxes from Studs. One of them included their Backyard Bully 212 Tillison. You know, it's a great engine, maybe 12 and a half horsepower, great for around 6,500, maybe 7,500 RPM. Thank you for Eric. That'll go to some lucky winner. Probably want to shout out the sponsors at this point as well, including Studs, but our friends from Go-Kart USA, friends from GTS Hobbies, as well as our friends from Go Power Sports, Small Engine Cams, Tim, special announcement about Tim. You know, the dyno is probably one of the bigger draws at the event. We can't ride at the park, so we do the Cackle Fest typically on the hour where we can rev up the bikes. That's always fun, but the dyno is where it's at. And most of those customers that Small Engine Cams have, those are the guys that have the bikes that are on the dyno. And Tim and I were talking last week, and you know he's always been there. He was helping me with a camshaft for an engine that Big Daddy Daryl's building for me, a little 79cc. Predator. And while we were talking, it came up about what he wanted to do with the show this year. And the dyno came around. So Tim and I have come to a 2-year agreement. Well, he'll be the exclusive sponsor of the dyno, Small Engine Cams. So thank you so much, Tim. If you see Tim when you're shopping to get your bike ready for the event or if you're online, do me the favor and thank him. This year, he'll be not only the sponsor of the dyno, he'll be providing a dyno of your choice to the winner, as well as the trophy, a Small Engine Cams apparel pack with a hat and a t-shirt and a hoodie. He's also making available a camshaft that we'll be giving away for another special promotion that I'll get to in a second. Tim will be on site with all his products and all his staff. Check him out. There's going to be a slew of other guys there. I mentioned some of them earlier. I had an idea of trying to develop the floor plan now and the layout where everybody's going to be. And as I kind of look at it, when you come in, you know, we've got our friends at Dingo Moto. Want to give those guys a shout out. For wherever you go, Dingo Moto, check those guys out. They're typically right there at the front as you come in. You go by Go-Karts USA. I'm thinking about having Mo Fabco there. We're going to move the official trailer that Linda is typically there selling, as well as Nicole and Dave, all the official apparel. We're going to go back to our home base where we were before. Typically, we were followed by Jake Moe, FNB, GTS, Sore Thumbs. And then it went on and on with Steady Garage and Honda Grom Lifestyle. Hopefully, some of those names are familiar. Also have a lot of the clubs that are coming. MBM, 605, Fastlane is going to be out there with their display. Looking forward to seeing them. So all these names, if they're familiar, great. Come out, spend some time with them. If you want to be a part of it, go to joesminibikereunion.com. Now you can save. The way that it's broken down is the general admission, which means you can get your bike into the park and you get one of our world-famous goodie bags. You're not eligible for the prizes or for the judging, but you get in the park, you know, you're hanging out, and you get a goodie bag. $10, can't lose. If you wait for the down and dirty, we call it, if you wait till you do it on site, it's $15. To register your bike so that it's eligible for the prizes as well as the judging, and obviously the goodie bag, is $25 in advance, or it bumps up to like $35 on site. And then if you want to pre-register your bike for all this, the goodie bag, the judging, the prizes, and the dyno, it's $35 now, and it's a little bit more expensive on site. Guys, hopefully the goodie bag itself covers most, if not all of that, but we just want you to be out there. There's some group pricing and discounts I told you before. Check me out. Give me a call. Our number is typically listed. It's 818. If you want to note it down, 248-4900. By the time you're getting this, it's going to be pretty close to showtime. I know that we'll bump it up, but the fact is that this is the time to do it, whether you want to get involved as an exhibitor or you want to register your bikes. The prizes, we talked about the engine that is going to be given away from Eric at Studs, and we'll find out a little bit more about that. Maybe we'll con him out of a set of those new mag wheels. We've got that 7-horsepower go-kart from Go-Karts USA. We've got an 8-inch roller that's coming from Rafa. I think it's at the powder coater now. So thank you, Rafa, for the 8-inch roller from GTS. Go Power Sports every day. I got a roller, one of those Mega Moto rollers that we kind of pre-assembled. That thing was a breeze to put together. I'm donating a new, I just went and picked up a new Honda Predator engine. We'll be giving that away. I have the engine from Eric. Brian from F&B SoCal Division is giving us two carbs. One's a custom Alky carb. The other one's obviously gas. We've got pipes from F&B. We've got pipes from Mo Fabco. I went to Mother's Polish, brought back a ton of wax. We got filters from Green Filters. We got jugs from VP Fuel. Gift certificates from Yashimura. It goes on and on. Fastlane giving away seats and bolt-on parts. Kemi Moto riding gloves. Jacob, our guy who is really into go-karts and really showed out strong last year, he's going to be helping not only with the judging, but he's also going to be giving away a set of go-kart plans, as well as a variety of other things. He's hooked up really tight with Harbor Freight, so maybe he's going to continue to work that and see if we can get some additional products from Harbor Freight. And I'm not even done. So prizes alone, people alone, it's a great day out in La Crescenta typically. Just get away from all the bull and just come out and hang out with us. We're really looking forward to seeing you. Thousands and thousands of dollars of prizes that were given away. And people ask how they're given away. When you register, you get a 2-part ticket. And it goes into a bucket, and it's just luck of the draw. That's all it is. So hold on to your coupon. Also want to talk to you about something that recently was announced that I'm really excited about. It's the induction of Al Go-Kart USA owner Al Benaroya, who is going to be inducted into this year's Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Al. A lot of good feedback on that. Looking forward to having Al out there and celebrating him. That's long overdue. This guy's been in the hobby way before most of us can even think about or even knew how to spell mini bike. He was in the game. So we look forward to having Al out there. I had recently a lot of banter going back and forth about something I'm really proud of. And I'd like to begin by thanking Emmanuel, who, in addition to producing the podcast, he really has helped us immensely with anything promotionally spirited or digitally spirited, audio and video. His work speaks for itself. But you know me, I had an idea. I start drawing squares and circles on a napkin and start writing in names like Jake Moe and Big Daddy and Evil Ed. And, you know, I take this scribbled sheet of whatever my idea is and I give it to E. And boom, this is it. This is the recent idea that we had to promote our hobby and our personalities. And it's the Joe's Mini Bike Reunion Top 50 Mini Bike and Mini Moto Personalities poster. It's a nice four-color, 18 by 24 glossy poster. This poster has so many heavy hitters on it that we had to get the extra large clamps to hold this poster to the board. Check it out. And who are these guys? Well, they're the guys that over the years have contributed to this hobby in a way that may be above and beyond most others. Admittedly, particularly including myself, there's some folks on that board that could have easily been replaced, maybe by someone who's watching the podcast now. Make no mistake about it, we get it. But I also had a resounding number of folks that were not only appreciative, but were very happy to either have had been on that board or have had the pleasure of knowing someone who is on that board. So the spirit of it was not to isolate folks, it was just to recognize and celebrate folks. Whenever you numerically categorize a group, it's tough, right? Whether it's the Hall of Fame of boxing or whether it's the Hall of Fame of baseball, there's always controversy about who should be in and who should be out. We're no different. But take a second, if you can, and look at who undoubtedly, in fact, I test anybody to challenge anybody who's up here. And don't forget, this is just our first launch. Emmanuel and I have a couple other ideas about another line of posters that we'll be putting out hopefully soon, that not only will address segments in our hobby, but also may have a place for you as well. Let's take a look at who's up there. Frank Franquez, F&B Racing. Arlio Davis, 105 guy. Ricky Chong. Ricky won the first, I guess, People's Choice Award at Joe's Mini Bike Reunion number one. He'll always be dear to me. Montoya Dutch. Here's a guy who doesn't get a lot of recognition because he's not out in Southern California. He's in the Midwest, but he's doing some really good things. Mini Bike Paul, icon, OG, put together all those mini bike rides up in Camarillo. Jeff from Winbur, Pennsylvania, puts together that mini bike reunion that's been going on forever. Jeff Malco, congratulations to him. Long Beach Sprocket, Instagram hero, really cool guy, really out there promoting the rides. Eric Shingles, who'll be joining us a little bit later on, the guy who's driving studs. D Racer. D was one of the original pioneers who captured mini bikes in our hobby on video. So a big shout out to D. I can go through all of them. There's Hall of Famers like Temecula Bob from Northern California, Jack Hung. How could we forget Evil Ed and Boom Boom? Joe Ravello from Taco. One of the best builders in our hobby, make no mistake about it, Jake Moe. Another Northern California and JMBR winner over the years, Justin Bett. Taco Bill, Big Daddy. Big shout out to Big Daddy. Thanks so much. Big Daddy recently helped with my DMC Dave Miller concept chopper. That West Bend 700 was in there, and nobody's better at two strokes than him. So he dialed me in, helped me with my rear axle. So thank you, Daryl, for that. Corona Irving, enthusiast numero uno. Not only has this guy jumped into the hobby, he's built some of the coolest, quickest bikes out there. In fact, if you're interested in buying, he's got one of the coolest two-stroke drag bikes available for sale right now. He'll be bringing those out there. How can we forget Ray from Little Indian and his brothers, for that matter? This year's Joe's Mini Bike Reunion Hall of Fame inductee, Al Benaroya. Day-Day, who is currently holding the baton and creating awesome videos, who's now headquarters out of Go Power Sports in Texas. This is a young man who really took his talents to another level and created a job for himself. He's created a whole new life for himself. He's living in Texas. Guaranteed, Day-Day will be doing big things. Here's a guy who's coming back. Ian Cordova. Ian got into the the roundy round scene for a little while. He just took a pause from the mini bike scene, but when he was in it, man, that green lowered, what was that, a taco with that Clinton engine in there that stole the hearts of everybody. Look forward to having him back. Hopefully he's going to be bringing Pops with him and all of his brothers up there in the Fresno area. Big Belly, Klee from Fastlane, definitely one of the cool cats out there in the scene. Look forward to seeing him as well as Lonel. Lonel really took mini bike shops and hobbies to the different level with Fastlane Racing, so congratulations to Lonel and Cleveland. Rafa, what could we say to him? Obviously, GTS has to be the most popular frame out there, so continued success for Rafa. We couldn't have had a top personality without having him on there. Mac, the historian, the swap meet supreme, the legend. Everybody at some point, sometime has been to Max or bought a part from him, have gotten some help from him. Congratulations, Max. Rest in peace to Dave Miller. So much that we lost by not having him here, but so much good things he left. Home Alone, the legend jockey. Eric Adams, the gray goat. Look forward to seeing Eric. Justin Eichler, collector extraordinaire. He'll be down here with his son and his family. Give a shout out to Brad DeMoise. Brad's another one of those silent assassins who doesn't get a lot of attention, but he's making some big things happening in the mini bike scene in the Midwest. Congratulations to Brad. Mini Bike Tommy, just featured on a recent podcast. Kid lives for mini bikes. Guardrail Dave, another OG. Look forward to having him out there. Take a look at some of these stories and some of the old podcasts with Evil Ed, and you'll hear some of the stories about Guardrail Dave, and you'll know why he's on this board. Taylor Yoakum from Go Power Sports. He's stirring that drink right now, making big things happen. Congratulations for all the success with Go Power Sports. They're doing a lot of good things, not only selling parts, but with the events and the podcast. They're really pushing things along. So keep up the good work. Brian, F&B SoCal, small block engine extraordinaire, some of the quickest drag bikes out there. The big guy, Madeira, he single-handedly took over Joe's mini bike reunion last year. And guys, I've seen some of his posts. He's looking to do it again, so be ready. Big E from Yashimura. Big E's got some schedule conflicts. We won't see him on site, but he generously supported us with some gift certificates and some things for the goodie bag. He makes that mini moto scene rock. If you're serious about your mini moto game, you have to have Yashimura, without a doubt, okay? There's another guy that doesn't get a lot of attention, Bobby Hammond. Check him out. Awesome work. Hopefully, we'll be able to get him out to Joe's Mini Bike Reunion to be able to showcase some of his work up close and personal. Tim Iske, he's our uncle. He takes care of everybody. He's making the SoCal and the nation rock with all his performance camshafts, parts, and pieces. He does so much for our hobby. Comes from the iconic Iskaderian family. Thanks for keeping things going for us, Tim. MDB, OG. Let's see how MDB's feeling nowadays. He's been a little grumpy lately, but see if he can put that big smile back on his face and come back out. Fast Mike, Eastside Racing. All about it, Fast Mike, him and Home Alone. Look forward to having him out there. How about this guy, Ozzy? Ozzy single-handedly is taking over the world with these mini bike rides. Ozzy 9286, I've got to know him over the last couple of years. Awesome work, awesome spirit, nothing like him. No one brings it like him. If you haven't been on a ride that Ozzy's put together, you need to do it. Evan Rubble. Evan putting together a lot with his micro mini bikes. Now he's got the drag versions. Congratulations to him. Both Kevin Dunn and Ray Tong from Steady Garage are there. From that mini motor perspective, if you don't know Ray Tong or if you don't know Kevin Dunn and you haven't been a customer or been at Steady Garage, you need to. Thank you for all you've done. You guys have been there with me since day one with Joe's Mini Bike Reunion. A guy that I probably love as much, if not more than anybody on that board, is my boy Bing Flores, being the head guy at the Honda Grom Lifestyle. He heads up our Friday night rides. And if you think that's just showing up and saying hi, Friday after Friday, week after weekend, month after month, year after year, and then Sundays, and fielding all the questions and dealing with all the personalities, it ain't easy. And he does it with a smile. He loves it. He's a true passionate dude. Can't wait to see him again. Bing, congratulations. Steve Lunetta. Steve is Mr. Two-Stroke. If it sounds like a chainsaw that's getting raped, Steve's building it. He not only knows how to get them to go quick, but where you can buy them. He ships, he imports and exports two strokes anytime, any place. Check him out. And then some other guy whose rich wife lets him spend a lot of money putting on shitty mini bike shows and podcasts. A little shameless self-promotion. Guys, that's the poster. You can pick them up. There's a limited edition. There's 500 of them. Each of the folks that are on there, you're going to get two of them. I'll have two posters waiting for you in a nice little tube. I like these tubes because these posters are so cool and they're collectibles. You can safeguard them, put them in a little rubber band. Voila. Every one of them is numbered. This one is number 254 out of 500. So we'll give away 100 of them just to the folks that are on there. We'll have 400 of them left. We'll be selling them on site for $5 each. If you want one with a tube, it's $8. So we can just cover the cost of the tube. No one's trying to make money off of tubes. But I'd like you to consider that because you want to keep this. They are collectibles. We're doing 500 and that's it. And when you purchase one, you'll get a ticket similar to the Luck of the Draw raffle where you'll have a chance at the end of the day. Everybody who's purchased a poster on site will be giving away another small engine cam, compliments of small engine cam. So that's the deal on the poster. That's the deal on why you should go to the event. Let's talk about our next guest. Our next guest, I'm going to get him on the phone quickly. You know, I met Eric when I was dealing with Charles Mosley. He was on the podcast several times, and Studs kept coming up, and I never really knew Studs. You know, I knew of them, but I didn't have a connection. And I believe I have Charles to thank for introducing me to Eric. When I got to meet Eric, he was a pretty interesting cat. I went to Detroit. In fact, we did a meet and greet where I went out there and hung out at his shop and met a lot of the cool dudes from Detroit. And although I want to say it was a couple years ago, it was probably closer to five. Eric is a family man. And he does a lot on his own. His kids are so active, and they're at that age now where they take a lot of his time. And he spends a lot of time with him. I admire him for that. Another thing about Eric is that he's the only white guy to ever knock down Thomas Hearns in a street fight in Detroit. And that's something that many of you should be mindful next time you want to give Eric any shit.
Hello.
Eric, it's Joe from Joe's Mini Bike Reunion. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Joe. How's it going, man? Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. I was hopeful that we'd actually be doing this a little bit closer to the show when you may be in town, where we could do it face-to-face. But I know that sometimes family and business calls. A little bit of a change in your plan for attendance, unfortunately, this year, as I understand it. Is that correct?
Yeah, just too much going on. It's just super hard to get good help. We're just running really lean right now. And being a full-time parent, you know, just priorities, unfortunately, sometimes. I'd love to join you, and I haven't missed in a few years, but I'm still hoping to make it out to SEMA Ignited, which will be nice. But I am going to miss seeing all my good customers and good friends, and you, of course. It's one of the best shows in the country, if not the best. So I'm going to miss that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know a guy.
The beautiful park.
Yeah, the park is nice. I was saying I know a guy, and maybe we'll be able to save a goodie bag or a little something for you.
Okay.
Eric, look, I'll put in a good word. I had the pleasure, as I was leaving my house, UPS was coming down the driveway. You may have received the photo. I want to thank you for that badass little Tilly backyard bully that you've made available for some lucky participant. I told the guys that it was a perfect 6,500, 7,500 RPM style motor, maybe 12 horsepower plus. Thank you for that. You were feeling generous. I noticed that you sent a couple boxes. I can't wait to open that one up too.
Yeah, we got some good goodies, some stuff to throw in the bags for everybody. I think we got some nice branded shop towels, some pens and flashlights, you know, just some little knickknacks to throw in the bags and stuff. But yeah, some lucky participant of the show is going to get a nice motor that's stock appearing, but they'll be able to tear up some of their buddies with that thing.
Yes, I love that sleeper aspect of it. You also threw in a little nice high-performance filter as well that somebody can bolt on. Eric,
yep.
So that whole Tillerson engine, that whole segment, you know, you got Predator obviously out there pretty prominent. You've got a lot of guys with Hondas or Honda clones. You've seemed to quickly become the specialist with these Tillotsons. What is it about that line that intrigues you that's got the studs, I guess they're the studs, what do they call that? Skunk works behind it. You know, you're really.
Well, gotcha. No, that's a great question. Well, first of all, you know, we're a certified Honda dealer, which, you know, Honda makes the best engines in the world, and pretty much everything is cloned off of a Honda, whether it be a Tillotson or a Predator and all that stuff. So, you know, over the years, you know, obviously Predator became big because of the price. It was never great quality, but as the years went on, I think they've increased some of their quality, but the price was great. And then, you have other companies, probably Tillotson in the forefront. But what we like about Tillotson, a lot of people don't understand, for example, and they have a few different ones, but they've been able to fine tune at the factory, you know, that, you know, we tell them what they want and they do it, as far as like reinforced blocks, in some cases bigger bores, less clearancing. So when you're building a motor, all that stuff, you know, we get so many people, especially that are new, that they don't know how to clearance things like crankshafts, or, you know, we might take a call where they're like, hey, you know, you sold me this part and I ruined my cam. Well, they didn't know that they had to, you know, that they had to clearance their crank. So what we like with the Tillotson, in a lot of cases, you don't have to clearance the crankshafts. You don't have to clearance the block. So a lot of it's just drop in. So it might be a little bit more money in the beginning than a Predator, but the quality is there and it's just less work. So I'd much rather take the less work approach and better quality than cheaper any day.
So in addition to that backyard bully, what are some of the other popular Tillotson engines that are flying out of the shelves over there at Studs?
I mean, so that's a 212. There's a few different models, but that's a 212. So everyone's like, oh, 212, you know, it's the same as a Predator. So a Predator 212 is about 6.5 horsepower, maybe 6.75 to be perfect. And that Tillotson is about 9.5, even though it's a 212. So they kind of put a Hemi type head on it. So it's got more compression. And for that reason, they're able to raise the horsepower up. So apples to apples, it might be a 212, but it's got more horsepower. So we do a lot with that, and then we base a lot of our performance lineup is based off of that block. And then you know, they came out with a bigger engine, a 225, which is a 72 millimeter piston instead of a 70 millimeter piston. So with that, you know, we have 225s now. We can make 228s. We can put a stroker crank in there, and we can make that same block into a 236. So lots of fun. We're boring those out and turning them into 263s. So I mean, there's just a lot more options out there. And again, you know, there's a lot more meat. So then when we bore those out, you know, we're not blowing head gaskets and stuff like that, because there's a lot more room for the head of your choice to go on there. So
thank you for that. There's the insight, I think, that most, I would say the majority of the folks could assume that 212 Predator at 6.5, that they would assume the same horsepower expectations from the Tillotson, but it's 3 horsepower, which is what, a 50% difference almost, depending on how you look at it. So that's pretty amazing. Yeah. Thanks for that insight, as well as some of the other stuff.
So now the big thing is 224 is from Harbor Freight. Oh, I got a 224. I got a 224. So a 224 is 20% more power than the 212. So in essence, the 212 Tillotson has more power than the 224 Predator.
Another good point. In fact, I picked that up. I picked up one today, a 224, and on the box it says 10% horsepower.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Eric. So great insight there. For those of you who are thinking about Tillotson, hopefully that information that Eric just referenced, it's deeper than that. So if you want to go deep and you want to find out more about the Tillotson engines and what's available and maybe what fits best for you, talk to Eric. It seems like they can sell you almost an out-of-the-box engine, but it also has some of the quality and highlights that you would get from almost a custom engine builder. So I would give that a try. We bought one, didn't we, Eric, for some other build that Jake Moe's got going for me. What did you send him? I think it was for that American Racer that he was fixing for me.
Oh, that's top secret stuff, man.
All right.
Jake would kill me if I, well, anyway, yeah, it was a Tillotson base, but Yeah, it was a big bore motor with some goodies of his choice, but that's his build, so I he asked me not to disclose any of that information. But is that for you in the long run? Because you're gonna have fun with it if it is.
They always end up in my garage, you know, Eric. I just the way I looked at it is that at any time I can get any work done with Jake, I just do it. Like if I had a chance to give him a bike each time he delivered a bike, I've been pretty fortunate. I know in history, people are going to look back and wish they had a little piece of Jake Moe, and I'm pretty lucky to have a few of his bikes, and I'm not going to stop. And similarly, I'm going to continue to work with you for some of my engines and work as well, and parts. You've always been there for us. You also got this new mini mag wheel. Let's talk about that.
Oh, well, you know, one of the things are, I know I've been in your garage, so you've got lots of bikes, Bonanzas, all this West Coast stuff, and maybe even some East Coast stuff. But man, you know, we've been selling wheels, you know, for years. You know, we've been in this business for 30 years now, actually, maybe even longer. And it is almost impossible to find a good wheel. You know, either the wheels are, you know, I don't want to call out anybody, but a lot of the wheels that are available that not just me, but the other stores sell. It's terrible. You know, we sell one and customer goes, you know, you sold me a warped wheel. A lot of it is just the dies are so old. You know, there's just a lot of the wheels are just off. You know, and they can be off like an eighth of an inch if you're lucky, and sometimes they can be off like, you know, a quarter of an inch. Well, you know, if you've got a 3.5 to come to your Briggs, it's probably not a problem. You'll ride it and be fine. But you know, now that the performance scene is what it is, you know, guys are doing 70, 80 miles an hour, or they're drag racing, you can't have wheels that are off a quarter of an inch or an eighth of an inch. So we just decided to make our own wheel, and being out of Michigan, you know, we kind of always like that four spoke mag, or we call it a Ruttman style wheel. They used them for Little Indians as well, and
Love that. Yeah.
we took that design, made it better, you know, I just didn't. I liked the look, but didn't realize that, you know, when we had it designed, that it was going to be, you know, almost perfect. So it's only got about 2/1000ths runoff. And with inflation, the prices of all these other wheels have gone up. You know, our wheels are about the same price. Actually, they're probably cheaper because they come with high speed bearings and bolts and 3/8. They're heavier duty than the wheels ever wore. And it's really great. We're gonna probably make a video on YouTube so guys can see it. But
What size will
I
you
think
offer
that.
those in, Eric? What sizes are obviously you're going to go, what,
Well.
6 to 8, or do you go as low
Well,
as?
the original Ruttman wheel was like 6 inch by like 3.5, so that fits most of your, you know, vintage style bikes. The guys still run them on the Harris and stuff, and stuff like that. Like Sam Blackburn was one of the first guys, of course,
Those are
to
big bikes.
snag one of those. So yeah,
Sure.
you can put a 145 70x6. Matter of fact, that Judge that I took out there,
Yes.
you can put them on that. Yeah, 145 70x6, 15 6x6, you know, 13 5x6. Of course, all the vintage sizes like 530x6 or 410 through 50x6. So
You know what I like
yeah.
about it too, Eric, is the looks of the wheels now. And let's face it, most of the quick hookups they call Isuzu Engineering, or they all come from Isuzu Engineering to a large degree, at least what I see out here. And you know, they work. I bought enough of them. When you stack them together, you can almost see the spacings off.
Oh yeah.
The tubes are so touchy with these bikes too. It doesn't take anything to pinch a tube. And what a pain in
Oh
the
man.
balls that is, especially, and it always happens with the rear tire, right? Where you got to take everything off. It can never happen to the front tire. And I've tried different tips and tricks, and I've joked about it with Jake and Frank Kez about how you do it and how you slowly put a little air in the tubes before you cinch everything down. But no matter what, in fact, I had that chopper that I was mentioning earlier in the podcast. You know, I've got one of Dave Miller's last choppers that he built, which looks just like a CR400 or 500 Bonanza. And, that rear tire, you know, I rolled it out because I wanted to bring it to the show, and I was dusting it off like I encourage everybody else to for this coming Joe's Mini Bike Reunion, October 14th at CV Park. Don't miss it. Pre-register at joesminibikereunion.com and save. So I was dusting off my bike, Eric, and sure as shit, the rear tire's flat. It's like, oh man, I got to deal with this shit. So having wheels that match up eliminates a lot of that pain in the ass work. It's fun to pull an engine together, or, you know, assemble a bike, changing flats. There's no fun in that. Plus the different look. How much are those retail?
I think they're about $79, which is roughly, maybe they're even 75. I'd have to look, but again, they come with the high speed bearings. They come with the hardware.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, all green K5 hardened hardware, and it's hard to tell from the pick, but they're actually more polished than like the Isuzu wheels. I mean, the Isuzu wheels are nice, but it's kind of, they call it burnished.
Yeah,
but these are probably a higher grade of burnishing, so they're super smooth. They're shiny out of the box, and I mean, you could polish them up a little bit better if you wanted to, but beautiful. Even right out of the box, they're shiny.
Hey, would you send me a set to give away?
Sure.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
That was hard, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm excited about them. I'm getting all these products in there. It's like, you know what? I wonder if I should tell them to send me another one. I saw the go kart that Al gave us. There was a mini bike from Go Power Sports. I'm seeing your engines. I'm seeing the roller from GTS, and my wife just looks out the window every once in a while, and just shakes her head. You know, a boy and his toys. And you've been so much a part of that. Hey, we're kind of winding down the podcast. You had your event recently, and I saw the video of the burnout contest. I was joking earlier about how cool. I love your acrylic, those kind of caricatures, cartoon style trophies that you put together. The event continues to be a success out there, huh?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, it's free, which is awesome. That's our way to give back to all our customers. So, I mean, it's hard to do, right? Because trophies cost money, as you know. Food, if you've got food, but just your time, you got to get everything together. So it's hard to do stuff for free anymore, but that's our day to invite all our customers and everybody around. And, it's a great time. We kind of piggyback it with, we're on a highway, Telegraph Road, which is busy. And so they have a cruise that day. So it's pretty cool. We do it after hours. I mean, we're not even open. So it's just hanging out and music and watching all the hot rods go by, and everybody mini bike related gets to hang out. You know, we give the trophies away for, you know, best bikes in their classes. And of course we do the burnout contest with, man, I think we had, might've had like 12 guys this year doing burnout. So it's fun.
I would so, so love, you know, I'm able to pull the dyno off over there without, you know, behind where the dyno is at the park, there's a lot of longstanding, long-term senior owners in like multi-zillion dollar houses back there that are pretty particular, and they let us scream in that dyno like for hours, and knock on wood, they've yet to complain. But I would love to not only be able to have a little track that went around the perimeter of that park, but also have a burnout area. Everything that we do with my other job, which is, you know, being a part of a company that produces car shows, it's burnout contest. I host the burnout contest at the Street Machine Nationals. And I would tell you, man, it's awesome. So you have that special opportunity to do that there, as well as, you know, do things a little bit differently in Michigan. It's always a good time. Where can folks find out more about maybe being a part of the event going forward, Eric?
I mean, they can get on a lot of the Michigan pages, but the most important one is get on the Studs Racing Facebook page, because we always post that information on there. And of course, you can go to our website, which is studsracing.com. And, you know, we'll always post that stuff there as well. Oh, and before I forget, so we have, you know, every year when we come out to your show, we do a coupon code for all your listeners. And so we have a new one this year. So I think it's active right now too. So anybody can use it during checkout. And I think it's 5% off, but it's 5% off even sale items. So even on like low markup items like flywheels, rods, I mean, 5% adds up. So I think it's JMBR. In all caps, and it's 2023.
Thank you. Guys, I know sometimes that, and I don't expect you to come to the event and get the goodie bag and immediately rifle through it. There's a couple things in there that may warrant your prompt attention, though. This is an example of it. Inside that coupon, that goodie bag is that coupon. Previously, you may have seen what appeared to be like a replica of a dollar bill that denoted this coupon offer. To his point, you could even kick into a little bit of what it would cost towards some of the shipping, if nothing else. It's an extra five. Sure. So if it's 25%, now it's 30. You start taking a look at buying items. If you're over $1,000, dude, 5% is 5%, right? Not to mention you're supporting Studs. It's pretty apparent that Eric's in it. He's genuinely in it. He's serving us up the parts. He's offering his expertise. Because of his volume, he's able to have a first-hand relationship with many of the manufacturers, whether it's Honda, as he mentioned. We talked about F&B. I remember my first visit to Studs. There wasn't three F&B pipes. There was 300 F&B pipes. This is volume. This is experience. It's a family business. He's one of us and some. He's one of the cooler guys I know. We're going to miss seeing you at this year's Joe's Mini Bike Reunion, but the Studs banners will be flying. The giveaways awesome. Will be prominent. You'll be in our goodie bags. I truly do hope to have you back with us at SEMA Fest, which was formerly SEMA Ignited. I believe our friends from Steady Garage are going to join us. There are some folks that can't join us. There's some folks that are thinking about joining us, like Al from Go Karts USA. So there's going to be a lot going on there. I look forward to having you out there. For more information about SEMA Fest and how you can be a part of promoting your company, your mini bike company, in front of tens of thousands of automotive and music fans, check out SEMAFest.com. I'm sporting my Off-Road Expo shirt. We produced the Off-Road Expo this weekend at Pomona, California, at the LA County Fairgrounds. If you're one of us and you want to check it out, get a hold of me and I'll hook you up, get you inside. You can check it out. We'll also be in Arizona, Off-Road Expo Arizona at PIR, Phoenix International Raceway. Unfortunately, it's the 14th and 15th of October, which means Little Joe won't be there. I'll be at Joe's Mini Bike Reunion for all the obvious reasons. But if you can't make my show, get out to either of the Off-Road Expos. Eric, any parting shots before we let you go?
Man, I would just like to say a shout out to the whole Studs crew and Dan for building some kick-ass motors, Thomas and Patty and Sam who helped me at the counter, little Sammy. You know, I sent you that picture of
I saw it.
Of little Sammy.
Sure.
That was cool.
He ain't little Sammy anymore. He's getting tall.
Yeah, he's not little anymore for sure. So he's all grown up. He's actually a great worker. And man, they just threw a kick-ass party too. They call it the Banger. So the Blackburn. So it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of people, and good to see the whole mini bike family there. So shout out to those guys. Thanks for throwing a badass party.
Nice. I haven't talked to Big Sam in a minute. Shout out to you, Sam, as well as some of our other guys there. Stebbins, what's his first name?
Scott,
good shout out to Scott. I haven't talked to him, our buddy. He's now on the scooter scene now.
Myron.
Yes, Myron Bailey.
Yeah.
Look, I always smile. And Cal Carisi. It's been a minute since I've seen Calman. How about you?
Every now and then. I think he's in Florida last time I checked.
But, yeah, you know what happens. When you get to that age, you start to become one of the snowbirds. Hey, Eric, look, on behalf of everybody here at Joe's Mini Bike Reunion, we're going to miss you. Everybody in L.A. was looking forward to seeing you once a year. Despite the fact that we're on different sides of the map, so to speak, you're one of us out here. And look forward to not only seeing you soon, but I want to thank you again for all the support.
Yeah, appreciate it. Hope to see you out in Vegas. And next year we'll be back at GMBR.
Hey, I have a couple posters for you. Congratulations on being a part of the top 50 personalities for mini bikes and mini motos. I've got a... couple posters here that I'll be sending to you. They're numbered. Congratulations. If you need a few extras right after the event, let me know. We'll get them out your way as well.
Hey, awesome. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, Eric. Folks, that's been Eric from Studs Racing with us on Joe's Mini Bike Reunion podcast. This is the final podcast leading up to the show. If you're listening to this now, you're probably days away from, or maybe, I don't know, depending on when we can get it up, maybe a week beforehand. Who knows? We're going to do the best we can. I'm still looking for a few good men or women. If you want to volunteer, look, I'm getting old. It used to be fun bending over, marking off 300 X's and putting up banners and climbing trees. It's like, this shit's tough now. I got bad back. I'm getting old. My wife will kill me if I fall out of a tree, if that doesn't kill me on its own. If you want to volunteer, I can use the help. I'm at the park. Typically, I get there around 2 or 3 o'clock on Friday. I'm there till it gets dark. Saturday morning, I'm there as early as 6. After the park, everybody goes home. There's still a little bit to do, picking up some trash, maybe pulling down some banners. If you want to help, I'll make it worth your while. We got a couple cool little things we can do, whether it's comping your entry or kicking you in the ass, giving you some to eat and drink and some mini bike swag, whatever it takes, if it fits, if it works. Otherwise, look, give me a call if you have any questions. It's 818-248-4900. If you want to be a part of the newsletter, you can send me a DM with your email address. We'll continue. We just sent out our second newsletter. I've been late on that, guys. So it was a quick version with a quick little update. And I had some parting shots. And here's how I want to leave it. You know, over the years in life, things aren't always rosy. You know, your pal that you spent every weekend with 2 years ago, you don't talk to anymore. Guys that you hung out with, for whatever reasons, things change in life. You go your separate ways. Maybe you got into an argument over something stupid, or I don't know, he said, she should, said stuff. Put that aside. Life's too short. I opened the podcast earlier where, you know, I lost a friend Just like that. What are you going to bitch about? Somebody didn't send you a wheel in time, or you paid 50 bucks extra for something that someone else bought a little bit cheaper the next day. Let's do this. It's all supposed to be fun, this mini bike stuff. Park all your shit off to the side. Come with a smile. Let bygones be bygones. If not forever, just the day. It's October the 14th, Joe's Mini Bike Reunion. See you there. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors again. Go Power Sports, our friends at Studs Racing, GTS Hobbies, Dingo Moto, Small Engine Cams. And if I forgot you, we'll get you the next time. See you at Joe's Mini Bike Reunion, October 14th. Register now and save. Bye, everybody.
Show.